There was also a small chapel in Clapham South, in the a building which I think it was a school. Well, it became Clapham, a school called Clapham College, and is now a sixth form college, St Saviour's. And there was I don't know if there still is, there was a chapel and some large grounds at the back, and so for some Polish masses were held there, and the Procesje Bożego Ciała were also held in the grounds of St. Saviour's. So the whole of sort of our lives in the Polish community was really centered around those hubs, the Bursa on Nightingale Lane, St. Saviour's, the chapel in St. Saviour's, and initially the church at St. Mary, the St. Mary's Church in Clapham Common. So every Sunday we would get on the bus to go to Clapham Common to begin with.
So what was your involvement in the in organizing events in the HAP or, you know, St. Mary's Church? How you were involved in in the community? What was your
role? I was involved as a child.
Okay.
I was baptized in St. Mary's Church. I was I attended, my mother passed away and my father remarried, and I attended their wedding. I was a harcerka from the age of about 11 to 18, till I left London to go to university. So I was heavily involved in harcerstwo.
Can you tell me a little bit about that? You know, your involvement in harcerstwo. What was that like?
That was the source of my social life at the weekends. All the young people, the children of parents who had come over to, had come to England, were attending the Polish school, which was being organized at the Bursa. There was a nursery there and a school which covered the whole, the curriculum of language, dancing, folk dancing, singing, history, geography, Polish history, Polish geography, and of course religion, the preparation for attending your first communion. So that was all standard. So Saturdays, when all the English children were going to the cinema, morning cinema to watch films, I was being dragged uphill to Nightingale Lane, to the Bursa Nightingale Lane. And my mother volunteered to teach because she had a degree in pedagogy. And so she was teaching the older children. And she really did sort of pioneer. She was one of a small group of teachers, a smaller subgroup of the teachers who prepared the older children as we got older, prepared the children to take the GCSE O-level exam in Polish language, a year before their normal GCSE, so sort of at 15. At the age of 15, we would all take the GCSE O-level Polish. And then as we got older, then obviously we were eligible to sit, or not so much eligible, but our knowledge of Polish language and then literature, because we started to learn about the Mickiewicz and Sienkiewicz, and so we then were able to take the A level, the GCSE A level in Polish, and that was also done a year before on normal standard English exams. So Bursa was a real destination on a Saturday for Polish school when we were younger, on a Sunday for the zbiórki, the meetings as a harcerka, after mass. So we would attend mass at the Saint Xavier, Xaverianów, in Clapham South, and then walk round to, which is also on Nightingale Lane. And it's about, 10, 15 minute walk round to the school, to Bursa. So we would then have our zbiórka in Bursa. It was a very large, it was a large playground with some volleyball nets there. The zbiórki were held there. And there was a boys, obviously, harcerze as well. There were the younger sort of divisions. The girls were called bratki, and the boys were called kosinierzy. And then as we got older, then we joined the drużyna. The male drużyna was Saska Kempa, Hufiec Warszawa. So all the groups in London were in the boys' groups were named after regions in Warsaw, and Kamienna, we were named after a river, a tributary to the Wisła, and we were Hufiec Baltic. So there was a Wisła, there was Kamienna, there was San, Pilica, Dunajec. Is that all of them? I can't remember. They might come. But anyway, so all the various drużyny, the various groups were named after rivers in Poland. My education, my social life, my character building, was all really formed through that weekly weekend contact with my peers, and it was like a sort of little Poland. Bursa became that sort of synonymous with Polish life, Polish traditions, Polish culture, and alongside harcerstwo, which was very much built on sort of scouting foundations, but with a Polish twist because of the contribution that Polish harcerstwo made in the Warsaw Uprising. So those that survived and had come to England, who had experienced and had an experience of being those messengers running through the sewage tunnels underneath Warsaw during the Warsaw Uprising, very much came from the tradition of harcerstwo, because they were organized, that, you know, they responded to the call for help. And that was, you know, part of their DNA. So that tradition, that culture, that helping, being involved in an organized way, was very much part of became part of my DNA, and all the young girls that had a similar background, all the Polish girls and the Polish boys.
Is that so? What is your best memory from that time?
Well, many memories. That my link to the Polish community then expanded, because the A levels were held as an evening class on a Friday. So my link to the Polish community and my friends then, you know, spanned over more than just the 2 days, because I think it was Friday nights. We were then prepared with doing the literature. And that was as we were older, obviously 16, 17. So I think the ones that stick in my mind the most, I mean, there was also, in addition to that, was the Orlenta, the Polish dance troupe that was being set up by Basia Klimasoja, who was also, so that was another evening class at Ernest Bevin. So the local school that, you know, ran evening classes for adults. And so we were able to legitimately go out in the evening and meet up with the boys and learn how to dance. How to dance, not just oberki, polki, polonaise, but also tangos and waltzes, which was, you know, essential if you were going to take part in the zabawy, which by that time the Polish community had managed, under the leadership of Ksiądz Cynar, had acquired an old gambling casino on Balham High Road known as Hamilton House, or the 211 Club, because it's the address was 211 Balham High Road. And that was that became the Polish club. Before that, I think if my parents, for example, wanted to go out, and I think there were some dances in the St. Mary's Hall, I'm not sure. But the hub for that generation was obviously the Polish government in exile based in Kensington, and the Ognisko Polskie in Exhibition Road, the Polish Hearth Club, which still exists, I believe, there. There's a restaurant there and a sala for meeting and socializing. So, but for us, so I think, you know, I've digressed. My most memorable was as a teenager. My teenage years were associated with, strongly associated with Harcerstwo, and with the annual 3 week obóz in outdoors in Dorset, in Devon, in Ireland, in France. Those were the main destinations, but others went to the huge slot at Monte Cassino. Back in the day, I didn't go. I can't remember. I think I had only just joined the Harcerki. So I was a Bratek at first, and then I moved over and became a Harcerka. So that the annual start of the year, Rok Harcerski, would start with a pielgrzymka. We would all go in coaches to Aylesford, and that was the rozpoczęcie roku harcerskiego, the start of the year, harcerski year. And that was a whole gathering of harcerstwo from all around the area. So it was a big deal to go there. We would all go with our parents in a coach down to Aylesford and start the Hatteski year there. And then, the reason I'm saying that is the tradition of being Passovana, meaning you were upgraded, if you like, moved from being a Bratek to a Harcerka, from a Zuch to a Harcerka, that happened at Aylesford. Sometimes it happened at Obus, but for me it happened in Aylesford, and you were sort of very ceremoniously carried by two Harcerki. They would sort of make a seat for you out of their arms, and they would carry you across ceremoniously, and you got your chusta, which for Kamienna was a beautiful navy blue and with green edging, so that were the Kamienna colors. And so you were then sort of embraced and welcomed into the Kamienna Drużyna. So I was Passovana in Aylesford,